This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, in case you were under a rock today, Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin crew came back. Well, they took off. They went to the edge of the atmosphere, whatever you call it, the edge of the earth. And then they came back.
Six women.
Yeah.
Six women.
It took like 6 minutes, and it was probably $8 billion.
Katy Perry. Got Gayle King.
Yep.
Who else was on? Oh, Lauren Sanchez.
Yeah, she's the fiance of Jeff Bezos. Anyway, I don't know. It was kind of, and I don't want to take away anything from them because I'm sure it was thrilling and emotional and amazing and all that. But I felt like I was watching the parachute ride at Elitch's for billionaires.
I agree with you. I mean, there are times when you look at it and go, okay, that's cool. And then other times it's like, it's almost a gimmick of some type, you know?
It's so hard
to take so seriously.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like because there's so much going on in the world, like you guys taking a fun little ride is weird to me.
Yeah. And you basically go up as far as you can go and still be somewhat the Earth's atmosphere. And then you come back down. Now, the technology of landing that booster and then, you know, them coming back to Earth, that's kind of cool, I guess.
Gayle did not seem thrilled, I'll tell you that. No. And then Lauren had to be the first one out, right? She did a hair flip, and then she's like, oh, my God, and she kissed the ground, and so did Katie, and Katie, like, held flower. They don't even wear helmets.
Yeah.
I found out.
Well, I think they had helmets on.
They took them all.
They took them off when they landed.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't want to have a bad hair day.
I guess.
Yeah.
I bet they had glam in there.
I feel like they did because when they came out, it's like they didn't even have anything on. Their hair was perfect.
It was all perfect.
Yeah.
And they all had lip gloss on.
Yeah.
It was weird because last time that they took people up, we got to see the curvature of the Earth, right? We didn't even have cameras inside the capsule. I'm telling you, they had glam in there, so when they landed, they could all be pretty.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
And they made the Uber driver wait out front of the spaceship while they got ready. Just typical. Just very typical.
It was typical. And then Jeff couldn't get the door open, and it was a whole...
I guess he face planted. We didn't see that, did we?
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Go take a look. Yeah, he stumbled and hit first.
He did? Oh, man.
Before he got to the door to open it.
Mark my words, I'm telling you, the girls screaming over and over and then doing shout-outs. Oh, my God, I love you. Oh, my God. And screaming, it's going to be an SNL skit.
Yeah.
It is totally going to be that, right?
All right, well, it's over. They're back.
Yep, so good for them. It was the talk of this morning. Coachella is the other thing everybody's talking about. People were sharing pictures of their taco, their nachos, and their lemonade for two. So they had two tacos, order nachos, and lemonade for two, and it cost $102.
Wow. That's ridiculous.
Two tacos, an order of nachos, and two lemonades, $102.
Well, if you think about it, they got you on that one, man. You're out in the middle of the desert. You're in the middle of nowhere. So if you're going to eat, you got to pay.
$102
right?
for one meal. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I just watched the video of Jeff.
Yeah.
He totally ate it. Yeah, he totally ate
it. I saw it.
Yeah, right in front of Lauren's window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she saw it. Like, Jeff, this is our moment.
Oh, my God.
Now,
Jeff,
you're going to be the only thing that's viral. You taking a face plant.
Exactly. Why'd you do that?
Yeah, you took away all our glory.
You don't get my boobies.
No.
I know. Anyway, I mean,
that was so well reenacted.
It really was. It really was. It's like we're married.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
It's like you're Jeff Bezos. It's go, with hair.
Yep.
It's weird. And poor. Yeah.
You didn't have to point that out.
I meant compared to him. Yeah. We're all poor.
Well, at least I got a hair.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right.
I bet that he would pay anything for hair.
Yeah, I bet he would too.
Yeah, so there. Anyway, Coachella, speaking of, $102 for two people to eat. Approximately 60% of concert goers, 60% took out loans or did buy now, pay later. They did the buy now, pay later payment plan to purchase tickets. This is according to Billboard Pro. Tickets to the three-day festival started at $500 in addition to the base price. Concert goers using the buy now, pay later plan were charged a $41 fee, generating an estimate $4 million in revenue for the festival and the ticketing company. 18% of attendees used an installment plan when Coachella first offered them in 2009. That is crazy. If you can't afford it, you should not go.
Yeah. And they've got another weekend coming up, right?
Yeah, they sure do.
Don't they do two of those back to back?
Yep, sure do.
All right.
Justin Bieber was looking really wackadoodle-doo at Coachella. And somebody says I'm saying it wrong. How do you say it?
Coachella.
Oh, you have to say O?
Yeah, Coachella.
I say Coachella, and I'm fine with it. Anyway, Justin Bieber, he looked disheveled. He was wearing the baggiest pants ever that his butt was showing. At one point, his whole butt was showing. What is going on?
I don't know.
It was so dumb. Yeah, he was there. And then he, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he put out an Instagram story saying, hey, everybody, don't buy any of my Drew House stuff.
Yeah, that was a very odd thing to
right?
say.
Right? It's the smiley face stuff that he has. He has product out, that brand, Drew House. And in a now-deleted Instagram story, Bieber wrote, over a screenshot of the Drew House official Instagram page, he wrote, I, Justin Bieber, am no longer involved in the brand. Drew House doesn't represent me or my family or my life. If you're rocking it with me, the human Justin Bieber, don't waste your money on Drew House. And then he deleted it.
Huh.
He's been really pushing that brand forever.
I've never even heard of the brand.
Yeah, it's a smiley face.
Yeah, I wouldn't know it. You know me.
Oh, I feel like you're all about Drew House.
Yeah, I'm a Drew House dude. I mean,
they have some pretty decent slides. You might like them.
Yeah, they are known for those.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. They're right, like hotel slippers.
I can't buy them, though.
Why?
Justin says no.
Oh, that's right.
So I'm kind of caught in the middle now.
If all of that didn't hit you between the eyes, they're saying that people waited in traffic for 12 hours to get into the venue.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. They were sharing the wait time, 12 hours. I guess it was all miscombobulated because they launched a preferred camping program this year, and it caused all kinds of delays.
12 hours?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going home.
I know, right?
I'm peeling out of there, man. Once I get into that fourth and fifth hour, I think I call it quits.
Done.
Yeah.
Minecraft, a Minecraft movie, is already the highest grossing Hollywood release of 2025. The Warner Brothers video game adaptation followed up its blockbuster opening with a second weekend, $80.6 million in ticket sales. BJ saw The King of Kings, which is a cartoon about Jesus.
Yep.
It brought in $19.1 million.
It's pretty good, too.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I know the plot.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. I would guess.
It's good timing, you know, with Passover, Easter, all that stuff.
The plot's been out there for 2,000 years.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you've probably heard of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good movie, though.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Easter week, you know, why not, right?
No, that was good. You're a good Christian boy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Benson Boone covered the Bohemian. Wait, did I skip to movies and then I went back to Coachella? Never mind. Ignore that. Britney Spears was seen in Mexico with a blow-up doll.
She was?
Well, a weird doll.
Yeah.
A weird doll?
All you saw was the little foot hanging out.
Yeah, she now is into dolls, like, you know, pretend dolls.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't really a blow-up doll. It was just a doll. And she likes to hold these dolls now. And so she brought it to Mexico with her. And it's weird. You know, it's like those weird people that buy those dolls that look like they're real babies.
Yeah.
Have you ever known a person like that?
Yes.
I haven't. You have?
No, I don't.
Yes.
I don't know anybody.
You know like an entire room filled with these dolls.
Who is it?
I can't say. I don't want to say.
And they play baby.
Yeah.
with
no
them.
No kidding. Yeah.
And they look real. Like, it's creepy. You're like, is that a real
they
dog?
Do, they do dress up. They do like dinner time.
Yeah.
I don't have that in my life.
A friend of mine told me that she went to that ranch. You know that ranch that had squirrels rescue, but there was also a swinger place, right?
Off of Santa Fe, right?
I don't know.
Scarlet
Ranch.
Yeah.
She told me that she met a woman that had a big long tail.
Yeah.
But it was a butt plug.
What? That's actually really popular right now.
I
see them all over Instagram.
Heard of that in my life.
I missed it.
Okay.
A big long tail and what?
And it was
her tail?
It was attached.
Do you have any pictures? I can't picture it.
The way she wore it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A tail?
Attached, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A tail?
A tail. Attached at the tail.
And I'm like,
in her tail.
Uh-huh. Really? Oh. That's a thing? And apparently, our algorithms are different, Schmidel, because I've never seen it in my life.
Yeah, I've never seen it either.
And you said it's all over your feed.
I see a lot of it, yeah.
Wow. That's a different feed than I have.
Kind of creepy.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe a little bit anyway.
Yeah. A little bit. Yeah.
Wow. Different circles.
Yeah, definitely different. Yep. Yeah. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet check.
EJ and Jamie. La, 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 lava.
Minecraft movie. Bunch of chicken jockeys out there, isn't there?
Yeah,
the theaters are full of them. All right, Jack Black makes a surprise appearance over the weekend. Do we know exactly where this is at?
California.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't know if it were, you know, maybe in Illinois or, you know, somewhere where it's really a surprise, you know?
I thought you were going to start naming all the states.
No. I'll stop. Although it could have been Tennessee or Alabama or Florida. Yeah. All right, so Jack Black, nobody knows he's there, right?
No, they had no idea.
He's at the Minecraft movie, and then somebody has to make an announcement. And, of course, it's Jack himself.
For today's presentation of a Minecraft movie, please, no throwing popcorn, and also no lapis lazuli, and also absolutely no chicken jockeys!
No!
Oh, yeah! I... Steve. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy a Minecraft movie.
Now, when he says chicken jockey, does he reveal himself at that point? Because I've not seen this video, Spadil.
He's down in front, like just right in front of the screen there.
So they go nuts.
Yeah they do. Crazy.
It seems like it took him a while to realize who it was.
Yeah, well, he's like staring at the ground and you can't really see. And then as soon as he does his chicken jockey line, he looks up and they're like, guys. Oh my God, it's Jack Black.
Now, are people going to get this movie if they don't know about Minecraft?
People say you do.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. I actually spoke to somebody over the weekend that saw it. You know, I was over at the golf. It came up. And they said that even though you don't play Minecraft, it does have such a plot and a twist to it that you will get it.
Yeah, my friend Becca, she took her daughter to the movie. And she said that her daughter, like, loved it. Her daughter's, like, 7 years old. But she said that she doesn't play Minecraft. And she...
He's going to go on and on about Becca. Folks, we've never heard of Becca.
And we're still on the bees, as far as the name.
And this Becca has a kid. We've never heard of a friend of his. He hates kids.
Exactly.
So he wouldn't even have a friend with a kid, you know? Because he just makes crap up just to be a part of this.
By the way, I'm very proud of you.
Why?
I'm very proud of you because you didn't go on and on about you winning the golf tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I was like,
she loves like Minecraft, so she took her kid to go see the Minecraft movie because it was like really important to go see it, and she was able to follow the whole story.
No kidding.
Yeah, but there are a lot of like Minecraft references.
Unbelievable.
Thank you.
That's unbelievable. Thank you, Schmidel.
That's good to know.
No, I didn't want to come in here brag because
you usually do.
Well,
And I was like, ugh, here's me.
No, it's not.
When you texted that said, you guys, I won the golf tournament, what did you think?
All day today. That's all we were going to hear about it every single break.
Me too. And
well,
I was
like, wrong.
I was like,
you were
that's
wrong.
Why I'm saying I'm proud of you. Yeah. I was like, oh, God, it's going to be exhausting
some
Monday. Yeah.
Well, I will say this, okay?
Here we go.
No. Now, look, we've only got a few minutes left here in the program. I don't have time to go through every hole, but I'll start at number one. Okay? I hit a drive on number one.
So good.
Earth-shattering.
Wow.
Rory McIlroy couldn't have done better.
No way. Yeah.
I nailed it. Now, let's go to hole number two.
Okay.
What a chip. What a chip. And I'm not talking about Chip, a buddy of mine that's playing with me. I'm talking about my chip on number two.
Wow.
It was within, maybe 6 inches of the cup.
Oh, that is great. So, okay, can we talk about the truth?
No, let's go to number three.
And the fact you probably fudged the numbers.
What numbers?
You know, when you write on your scorecard, it's the honor system.
Yeah, well, you got to get everybody involved with it
exactly.
In order to do that. You got to have all
with
four
some shady,
people.
Shady folks. Mm.
No, I had a guy in our foursome that didn't like me, so he wouldn't have. If I had tried to get the group together to cheat, this guy would have held out.
Why didn't he like you?
He didn't like me.
Why? What would you do?
I don't want to get into.
No,
it.
I want to know.
No.
This is good gossip.
No, he didn't. Like
you can't just say that and then not tell me the tea.
I think he did not see eye to eye with me politically.
Oh,
and he took
no.
it personal. Okay?
Oh, no.
And I never brought up anything political.
Yeah.
Never said a word about anything. It was my hat.
Oh, you wore that hat?
I wore my dark MAGA hat.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
And so when he first spotted me, you know, he did not want to ride with me for sure. Okay?
Why would you wear the provoker hat?
So I don't, huh?
Why would you wear the provoker hat?
I didn't wear a provoker hat. I just wore a hat.
What? But you know
it. It was the hat I had in my car. I thought nothing about it, and there was nothing intentional.
No, I
just
know, but it is
a
provoker hat, and it should say "king" on it or something.
But you know how you can tell that somebody just doesn't like you. They don't like you.
Well, yeah.
They don't want to interact with you. They want nothing to do with
it
you.
It is interesting to me. Just,
yeah.
I mean, what we've talked about
it
this before.
Me, it's just silly.
It's just so weird to me, right?
I'd make a joke about something, and the other guys would laugh their brains off, you know.
And he wanted
nothing to do with me.
Well,
nothing.
I think because sometimes people see it as you are trying to provoke them. I know you weren't.
But I
mean, I think some people see it as like you're making a statement and you're going to like push that in their face.
Let me ask you this, okay? I had no idea who these people are when I showed up. I've never seen any of the three people I played with.
Right.
So if you're that person, why would you think that I would show up in order to provoke you when I don't even know I'm playing with you? I have no idea. So you know there it's not intentional, right?
No. It still means I'm making a statement about my political party.
Well, it's the only hat I had. It was the only one I had in the car, and I needed a hat.
Right.
And I still got a neck sunburn out of it, but I needed a hat, and I wore a hat, and it's your problem if you get all feisty about it, okay?
Yeah, right. I get what, I mean, I know that, but it is a hat that says, here's who I am.
People will definitely take offense to it.
Dark MAGA. It's a cool hat, though, by the way.
Yeah,
it's a really cool hat.
I like the hat a lot.
I really do.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, you mentioned that off air, Jamie, so let's bring it on the air real quick here, okay, with the Rory McIlroy.
Oh, yeah. So he was with Bryson DeChambeau, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard to say, DeChambeau. Anyway, Bryson's getting all kinds of crap because they said, hey, did Rory, say anything to you, like how he was feeling or anything? It was so much pressure. This is about the Masters. And he said, no, he never talked to me. And he said, did you try to talk to him? To him, and he goes, no, he never talked to me at all. Well, now everybody's calling Bryson a sore loser.
Right. So when you first hear that, you think that Rory is a jerk.
Yeah.
Okay, because he didn't talk to him during the round. And now, after, you know, analyzing what actually went on out there, you realize that maybe this Bryson guy is way overstating this.
Here's why I love Bryson. Yeah. He's fun. He gets younger people involved in golf because his YouTube channel is so darn popular, more popular than the PGA, has more followers. And it is just, he does all these things, and he high-fives everybody along the walk, where Rory wants to be like Tiger Woods. Like, I'm so cool, and there's something up my butt.
I agree 110%. I think that Rory is that kind of guy that goes into that match nothing but just zoned in, man. He ain't going to talk to anybody, no matter who's out there with him. Barely even talk to his caddy, but he's out there. And then Bryson is a completely opposite
just
guy.
Fun and yeah. happy.
But that's what you get.
Rory's
on
Rory's not happy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
He's not happy.
He's not a happy man.
No. I agree with you.
You want somebody like Bryson that's fun and like happy and like not so, I'm Rory McIlroy.
Well,
yeah, but people love Rory. I have to say, they love him.
Rory's in love with that CBS announcer.
Oh my God,
that's what's
that
going
was just
there.
A rumor for a hot minute.
Yeah, I know. Well, I keep it alive. All I can. All right, we got to go, folks.
Oh my God.
You guys have a great day today. Enjoy today. Oh, don't forget tomorrow, tax day. Well, I'm sure you won't forget. I don't know why I have to remind you.
I don't know. I got to write a check.
Yeah.
Yay.
So do I. All right. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.